From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. California is in a state of fiscal emergency. We're about $3 billion in the red for the budget year ending in June, and state lawmakers have about a week and a half to pass tough mid-year budget cuts. Democrats say they're ready to do it, with or without the Republicans. Tamara Keith reports from Sacramento.
Cutting hundreds of millions of dollars of state spending midstream is no easy task. Education, health and human services, and prison spending are all on the table. Assembly Speaker Fabian Nunez spoke to the Sacramento Press Club yesterday.
We are very close to reaching an agreement that we can live with if only we can find a way to convince the Republicans that they ought to be able to live with as well.
Talks with Republicans haven't yet resulted in the kind of compromise plan Nunez says he would prefer. Assembly Republican leader Mike Valline says he's still working with Democrats and thinks some sort of bipartisan plan could be possible.
We have some bottom line issues. We have to make cuts that improve next year, that are structural, and we have to make sure that we are doing programmatic changes so that we don't have exponential growth.
In order for budget cuts to take effect immediately and maximize savings for the state, a two-thirds majority vote is needed, and that means GOP lawmakers would have to be on board. Nunez says approving the budget fix without Republican votes would be a last resort. For the California Report, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.
Something like California's impending ban on phthalates in children's products should be adopted in other states, according to a report released by the Washington Toxics Coalition. The D.C. group studied 20 toys and found almost half contained phthalates, an additive that improves plastic pliability but may affect reproductive development in children. Scientists at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say more research is required to know for sure, but El Segundo-based Mattel has already adopted European restrictions for its product lines worldwide. One property for sale, 138 acres zoned for five luxury homes, great location just behind the Hollywood sign, beloved by tourists and locals alike. The price tag, $22 million. The Chicago investment group that owns the land says L.A. city officials failed to cough up enough cash to take the land public, so Cahuenga Peak is going on the market. It's official. The strike by the Writers Guild of America is over after members voted overwhelmingly to end their three-month strike. 3 months is a long time in Hollywood. Stacey Vanek Smith reports entertainment industry leaders have been using their downtime to consider changes in the way they do business.
The strike hit thousands of TV and screenwriters in the pocketbook, but it was also hard on the local economy. Jack Kaiser is with the Los Angeles County Economic Development Corporation. He says it will take a while to recover.
Wages lost by both Writers Guild members and members of the International Alliance, which are the production people, is $1.6 billion. We know there's about 11,000 people who are not at work because you have 60 scripted TV shows shut down. They're dark, as the saying goes.
Kaiser says those lost wages, as well as the impact on local restaurants and retailers, will reverberate far into 2008. But even as the studios light back up and writers go back to work, it won't necessarily be business as usual in Hollywood.
I think there's going to be a real transition once the strike is over and the writers return to work.
Mark Lachter covers the entertainment industry for Los Angeles Magazine. He says the writer's strike gave studios a chance to rethink their business model, and he says that was long overdue.
You have a very antiquated system that's been with us now for years and years and years. You have a very set way of presenting your content, and given what's been happening with the internet and YouTube and all of these other influences, I think you're going to see just a real radical changeover in terms of how we view TV shows.
Lachter says the way we consume entertainment is changing, and the industry has to change too if it wants to survive. He says TV has been losing viewers and advertisers to online entertainment for years now, and that has studios cutting the fat out of some old traditions. One of those is pilot season. That's when most networks launch their new shows. Tom Taylor is author of The Big Deal, about a writer's strike in 1988 that went on for 5 months. He says part of the problem this time was an outdated and expensive network system. He says that made it even harder for writers and studios to make a deal regarding royalties for new media.
A big reason the strike happened is because it was kind of a broken system on both sides, and and they wanted to find a better way to make it more efficient from the network side. They spent a lot of money making pilots that never see the light of day.
Taylor says Sweeps Week will probably go by the wayside. That's when ratings are tallied for all the shows. Taylor says all of these changes will put advertising in jeopardy, including the so-called upfronts. That's when advertisers buy big chunks of primetime ad space on TV shows.
That presents a market that last year represented $16 billion in advertising revenue. So to discard a functional market like that, that essentially drives a lot of the season, you know, it's going to be difficult for the networks.
As studios make those cuts, they will be investing in other areas. LA Magazine's Mark Lachter says networks will start using the Internet in new ways to promote shows, to offer additional content like interviews with actors, and he says networks might even start using the Internet to launch new shows.
Networks might start using that as almost like a farm team to produce cheaper content, put them on as webisodes, and see what sticks, basically. So I think there are all kinds of possibilities. I wouldn't begin to tell you how it's all going to come out, but it's really going to change the face of the entertainment industry here in town.
Lachter says most of the changes would seem to spell bad news for writers. He says there could be more reality shows and fewer scripted ones, and a reduced pilot season is bad news, too. That's traditionally a time flush with cash and jobs. Screenwriter Kieran Mulroney has been striking with his colleagues for weeks. He says he actually thinks this will be a good time for writers.
There's an empowerment of the writer that has happened as a result of the strike. There's a recognition within the industry that it's writer-dependent in a certain sense. The writer is kind of central to this whole process, which I think was a fact that got lost a little bit along the way.
Mulroney says one thing is for sure. People will start to consume entertainment in more places, like on their cell phones, MP3s, and computers. That will mean more demand for entertainment and an even greater need for the people who create it. For the California Report, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith in Los Angeles.
We try to be hip to the times here at the California Report. Check out our podcast at californiareport.org or subscribe through iTunes. That's the California Report for Wednesday, February 13th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment, working to ensure that Californians get statewide health reform this year. Online at cahealthreformnow.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.